Our lives can be so ordinary and often so boring. Driving to work, many of us commute an hour or more a day, maybe an hour each way, and all that time that we spend in the car. Sometimes doing little things for our children that can be very time consuming, washing the laundry, folding, drying, doing all of that, going grocery shopping, and all the time that we have to spend doing that, then cooking, then all the time that we spend cleaning, and so many other regular things in our lives that take up so much time, and many of it is outside of our control. It's not like some people in religious communities. Think of the Benedictines, for instance, that they understand the idea that every minute is so precious that our lives are weighed by the things we say, by the way we spend our lives, by how we spend our time, that they order their day in such a way that everything is perfectly organized in order towards work and prayer efficiently so that their lives can be a holy gift to God. It's not like that for the lay person. Often most of our lives we feel like we're not even in control of, just our sleep and cooking and preparing to do things. And we never really get around to even doing it. And then if you make time to work out, amongst other things, and where does spirituality fit into that? If you're lucky and you have the privilege of being able to go to daily mass, if on top of that you can maybe squeeze in a daily holy hour, if you're lucky, maybe a rosary like many of us, or a chaplet of divine mercy at 3 p.m. if possible. And so we get presented this difficulty that it feels like before we even hit the ground to try to serve Jesus, so much of our time is taken away. It's kind of like the income that we make. You know, we earn a certain amount at our jobs, but after they take out taxes and they take out for health insurance and this and that and this and this and this other tax and this other thing, you're left with hardly anything. Does your life feel like that too? And you wonder, how can I offer Jesus anything if everything that I do, it feels like most of it is taken away? Well, my friends, I want to present to you a way of living your life where you can use every last drop for something good. Now, we know how Jesus will judge us. At Matthew 25, Jesus himself presents the judgment scene. He shows us that we will be judged on how we serve other people. Poor, the hungry, the imprisoned, etc. You know the list. As Catholics, we call those the works of mercy. And we also know that they each have a spiritual version. So despite kind of the false promise that often our Protestant brothers and sisters say that all we have to do is accept Jesus and then everything is taken care of, even though Jesus himself never says that, kind of curious, huh? He himself says that yes, you must repent and believe in him, but believe in him by doing what he says, which is to serve other people. And so we know that our lives are judged based on service towards others. And that's what we call love. And we love God by serving others. So what can we do if so much of our time is spent, is taken away by work, by commuting, by eating, by showering, by all these ordinary, mundane things? And maybe once a week you can get to some sort of charity work. Maybe once a week you can get to maybe St. Vincent de Paul Society or giving some money to a poor person and you don't even know if they're going to use it for something good. And you're just thinking, what am I going to do? My life seems so stuck and I feel so powerless to do anything. Purgatory gives us an opportunity like you would not even imagine. You know that hundreds of thousands of people die a day, die a year, and when we see different accounts from different saints, they're there for many years. So we have no idea how many thousands, if not millions, if not maybe even billions of souls there are in purgatory, waiting and going through the just purification that must be done for them to be worthy to enter heaven. Yes, they are saved, but they are not yet purified. And we can, with every moment of our lives, with every second that we have, we can be both receiving help from them and praying for them. How can we do this? My friends, I want you to consider your time and every little thing that you do and think and say as kind of like currency that you can offer as a sacrifice to Jesus on behalf of the souls in purgatory. One of Jesus's greatest joys is that we be like him. He says to his disciples, "This is what I want, that you be my disciples and bear fruit." So he doesn't want us to just let him save us. He wants us to imitate him once we are saved and bear fruit, and in this way be his disciples. So we can use every moment of our lives and offer it to Jesus, offer it to Mary on behalf of the souls in purgatory. Every little moment, "Mary, I offer you this toothbrushing. I offer you this shower. I offer you this putting on my clothes. I say a little prayer as I'm getting ready for the day. As I'm having breakfast, I maybe sacrifice this tiny little thing and I offer this for some soul in purgatory. This commute to work, I offer some prayers, maybe a chaplet of divine mercy. Lord, I offer you the sacrifice of listening to Christian music as opposed to secular on behalf of the souls in purgatory." And so many other things throughout the day where we can offer quick thoughts, quick prayers, small sacrifices, maybe even large sacrifices that we can be doing all day long, so that as you're doing your regular thing, on top of that is layered constant prayer. In the scriptures, it says to pray always. And that's what that means, that you take each moment of your day, either the actions that you do, the sacrifices that you make, the thoughts that you think, or the prayers that you externally say. And you can do that. You can also be creative in how you do this. When you're encouraging other people to pray, you are also sharing in that. It's like an investment that you make. You can also offer donations for religious communities to offer masses for the souls in purgatory that are going on while you're doing other things. So you can kind of almost compound the things that you're doing, and then you have, so to speak, passive spiritual income on behalf of the souls in purgatory. And just like secular people are intelligent with what they do, spiritual people can learn from their wiseness and astuteness and have active and then passive spiritual income, if you know what I mean. Every moment of our day, we can do to benefit the souls in purgatory, and we can at all times be asking them to pray for us. No matter what you're doing, you can ask for them to pray for you, at least asking them to pray for you, to be inspired to think of new and creative ways to pray for them, so that when you are judged and when you die, yes, you've accepted Jesus, but have you imitated him? Have you done what he has asked? And that's how you accept Jesus, not just by having an emotional moment where you say, "Jesus, I love you," but by doing what he wants, serving other people in love. You can offer him the life that you've lived, the children that you've raised, the work that you've done, etc., and all the volunteering at your local church and all those things. But over and above that, you can offer Jesus this constant prayer and sacrifices for the souls in purgatory. And who knows? Maybe you'll have millions and millions of souls in purgatory that you will have released. And so although you will have looked like a regular person, you will be more fruitful than maybe a holy missionary, a prayerful nun, or some holy priest somewhere else. You'll have brought more souls to heaven than you could even possibly imagine, let alone using the church's plenary indulgences and things like that. We won't even get into that. So my friends, this video is to inspire you to use your ordinary life for good. And you do have power to do much good. You can be helping hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of souls in purgatory each and every day. Don't forget that. Even from the comfort of your couch, you can offer prayers on their behalf. Do not fall into the trap of thinking that your life is just ordinary. There's nothing I can do. If only I was this, if only I was that, then I could help people. No, you could be a person sitting on your lazy boy, helping thousands of souls in purgatory through your prayers, through your aspirations and your intense desires that you offer to Jesus. My friends, I hope this video encourages you to keep up that fight, to keep up that daily grind, offering it for the souls in purgatory who are always in need, who many people forget of, and who are so grateful for the prayers we offer. God bless you, and I will see you in the next video.